Title: SEC takes $15 million bite out of an ICO. Content: The SEC issued a cease and desist order against Munchie's $15 million ICO, opining that the tokens were securities for which no there was registration statement filed or in effect with the commission nor a qualifying exemption from registration. In support of its opinion, the SEC stated that a purchaser of the tokens would have had a reasonable expectation of obtaining a future profit based upon Munchie's efforts, including Munchie revising its app and creating an ecosystem using the proceeds from the sale of the tokens. According to the SEC, even if MUN tokens had a practical use at the time of the offering, it would not preclude the token from being a security. Determining whether a transaction involves a security does not turn on labeling, such as characterizing an ICO as involving a utility token, but instead requires an assessment of the economic realities underlying a transaction. All of the relevant facts and circumstances must be considered in making that determination. On the second day of sales of MUN tokens, the company was contacted by commission staff. The company determined within hours to shut down its offering, did not deliver any tokens to purchasers, and returned to purchasers the proceeds that it had received. This is a prime example of why it is critical to ensure legal compliance if you plan to do an ICO. By way of additional background, Munchie built a restaurant review app and offered Ethereum-based tokens, MUN, so that it could improve its existing app and recruit users to eventually buy advertisements, write reviews, sell food and conduct other transactions using MUN. In connection with the offering, Munchie described the way in which MUN tokens would increase in value as a result of Munchie's efforts and stated that MUN tokens would be traded on secondary markets. The MUN white paper referenced the SEC's DAO report and stated that Munchie had done a Howey analysis and that is currently designed. The sale of MUN utility tokens does not pose a significant risk of implicating federal securities laws, but provided no analysis. According to the SEC, while Munchie told potential purchasers that they would be able to use MUN tokens to buy goods or services in the future after Munchie created an ecosystem, no one was able to buy any good or service with MUN throughout the relevant period. Munchie also said it would work with restaurant owners so diners could buy food with MUN tokens and so that restaurant owners could reward app users, perhaps those who visited the restaurant or reviewed their meal, in MUN tokens. As a result, MUN tokens would increase in value. Some additional points from the SEC legal analysis include the following. Munchie offered and sold MUN tokens in a general solicitation that included potential investors in the United States. Investors paid Ether or Bitcoin to purchase their MUN tokens. Such investment is the type of contribution of value that can create an investment contract. MUN token purchasers had a reasonable expectation of profits from their investment in the Munchie enterprise. The proceeds of the MUN token offering were intended to be used by Munchie to build an ecosystem that would create demand for MUN tokens and make MUN tokens more valuable. In addition, Munchie highlighted that it would ensure a secondary trading market for MUN tokens would be available shortly after the completion of the offering and prior to the creation of the ecosystem. Investors' profits were to be derived from the significant entrepreneurial and managerial efforts of others, specifically Munchie and its agents who were to revise the Munchie app, create the ecosystem that would increase the value of MUN, through both an increased demand for MUN tokens by users and Munchie's specific efforts to cause appreciation in value, such as by burning MUN tokens, and support secondary markets. Investors had little choice but to rely on Munchie and its expertise. At the time of the offering and sale of MUN tokens, no other person could make changes to the Munchie app or was working to create an ecosystem to create demand for MUN tokens. Investors' expectations were primed by Munchie's marketing of the MUN token offering. To market the MUN token offering, Munchie and its agents created the Munchie website and the MUN white paper and then posted on message boards, social media, and other outlets. They described how MUN